everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. I'll be here. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings for the callers. Get your pen and paper ready. We got toll-free numbers. Toll-free in USA and Canada. Okay, toll-free USA is 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756, or you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222. I'm here every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing readings for the listening audience, and I have no... Usually I got a guest. I have no guest today, so it's going to be all psychic readings. So I should be able to get quite a few done today. I believe I have a caller, so I'll go right to the caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Patricia.
Patricia?
Yes.
Okay, what part of the world, Patricia?
Georgia.
Georgia. All right. How is it in Georgia right now? How's the weather?
It's beautiful. It's actually very beautiful today.
It must be. It must be. Upstate New York is gorgeous. The leaves are changing and turning, and it's quite a tourist attraction.
Well, I'll tell you, I called on September the 9th, and I was your last caller, and I'm still anticipating a couple of things, but there was something that you said that was very key. I was calling to tell you thank you first, and then the other part to that was to let you know that I'm still just anticipating a couple of things and wanted to get some clarity on some of the other things that you stated.
Okay. Keep in mind the readings aren't written in stone.
I know.
And there's more to it than prophecy, you know?
Right.
I know you know, but I like to bring it out for the audience, too. Because some of the listeners may be new to the field, you know, metaphysics.
Okay.
And readings, and I try to let everybody know that it's just like checking the weather for the day, you know. And then it's subject to change. Many things can change it, or the reader could be wrong or off. So, but I'm glad I helped you some. I'm looking forward to helping you some more. Let me just jump into your reading. I know you got some questions.
Okay.
Because you mentioned wanting some clarity. But I am feeling that there may be a travel or a journey coming up for you soon, within the next 30. I'm getting some traveling. So whether it's a day away or a weekend or something special going on. But it's significant. And I'm feeling connected to other people, too. Like maybe I'm visiting someone, or it's because of a visit. I'm getting a chain reaction, too. It may even cause somebody to return the visit or to come to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. And it improves things for me in many different ways, mentally, emotionally, and maybe even physically. Something that's going on in my life, it improves it and makes it happier. Now, between now and the end of November, I'm getting you're probably halfway through, probably another 2 weeks, I'm going to be a cycle with, I feel motivated and uplifted. An increase in strength, too, is being given to me with this. So I'm going to feel more centered, focused, and stronger, more energy, especially if somebody's been maybe struggling or not doing too well.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some improvements there,
mm-hmm.
and some clarity for them. Definite improvements, and almost like something or someone was like worn down or exhausted, maybe, or confused,
mm-hmm.
and that seems to have a turnaround. And there's an increase in energy and clarity. I want to move my plans forward. I feel like I got some plans, and I want to do some things, get some things done. And now would be a good time, especially within the next 2 weeks. It would be a good time to get things moving or initiate something also for you, Patricia. Let's see. Some kind of testing or interviews going well, too, for me. like I need to appear or try for something, and I do well with it. And it's another, it's a good time for that too. Passing of exams, test interviews, getting approval on things. It looks like it's a good time for that coming up also for you. So all of this is gonna, be mixed in true things turning around and, going well for you. Then I'm going into an increase, in finances. It seems like I'm headed in that direction to increase my finances and to improve them. So you're going to see, that's going to be one of the noted improvements in all of this between now and the end of November, beginning, throughout the rest of the year, really, but it's going to be significant around the end of November. Finances improving and increasing, or opportunities and chances to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where you're, the cycle that you're in and where you're headed. Now, I know you got some questions, and I was just wondering what your questions might have been.
There was actually, I keep having a recurring dream about an extreme amount of money, and I am a single parent, and we're kind of like struggling with some things, only because I've done some business ventures, and in the process of me doing some business ventures, I've not gotten paid off of them.
Okay.
And the last, I guess, prophecy that you saw was that we, that the people that I had done the business with were, some of them may have known that they were doing something that was a little unscrupulous.
Okay.
So because of that, it's caused my son and myself to be in not so good positioning as far as our home and things like that, because I ended up losing a lot of things because of it. And I'm still awaiting, that. So.
Okay. Now, are you moving or relocating or going somewhere too?
That's what my there's a house that I did find, and that's what I'm shooting towards right now.
Okay, you may see that develop and go ahead, and probably a lot of it between now and the end of November. Now, as far as the finances being straightened out, I believe you're going to have some headway. Probably more towards the end of November. Where is it? What stage is it now? It's still a mess, and
yeah, it's because it's just kind of because I did something that was international, and because I've done the international thing,
yeah.
It's just been a lot of red tape that went along with it and everything else.
Okay, I do feel that improving. Actually, even within 2 weeks, there is some help and some sense coming to all of it. And I feel like it's going to be connected to a male. I don't know if it's a friend or a coworker or an associate. Is there a male involved in any of this? Or
the only male I know is my son. That's it. And he's not old enough to do any business transactions.
Yeah. Look, I still feel he's probably not even on the scene yet. Maybe coming to you.
Okay.
Maybe pulled into this somewhere down the road. And I feel like it's, I feel like there's going to, what about love interest or boyfriend? Is there anybody in the scene now?
There's someone that I would love to be with, but he's not ready, I don't think.
Okay. Hmm. What's the chances of him helping you with this?
I don't know. I've not asked.
Yeah. I got a funny feeling that there is there's going to be a male energy stepping in on this and helping you with it. And I feel like it's, do you work with your friend or connected?
No, I don't.
Financially at all?
No.
Okay. Are you looking now for work?
Actually, I am.
Okay.
But that's about it, because I've been doing things on my, I've been in, self-employed for last 9 years.
Okay.
So it just,
right.
I don't know.
I got a funny feeling that I don't know if this is a job offer and there's somebody there that can help you with what's going on financially, or somebody, because of this mess, is pulled into it and they kind of help you and straighten it out.
Okay.
So, but I do know, give it 2 weeks, you may start seeing signs of it making more sense and getting better, or this person that's supposed to help you coming onto the scene, maybe through a new job or somebody stepping in.
Okay.
And but I feel very strongly. But it's most of the piece to it is around the end of November. So, but within 2 weeks, you may start seeing signs of it improving.
Okay. Do you think that we'll be moved before Thanksgiving?
Interesting. Good chance of it. I would.
Okay.
I would say yes. I would say yes. There's a good chance of it.
Okay.
Because it's strong around you. You've got a lot going on too.
Yeah.
A lot of things up in the air here. And it's depending on other circumstances coming in and affecting this. Okay, now where did you say you were going? Did you say you were going somewhere? I asked you that before, right?
I was trying to go to that house. It's still in Georgia, but it's in a northern part of Georgia.
Okay, so the only journey you know of would be one that would be with you moving?
Yes.
Okay, there's nothing, you're not going to visit friends or relatives or anything?
Well, there is, once that house and everything closes, there's a person that is a very dear male friend of mine that ended up having a brain tumor or something to that effect, and he lives in another state now with his parents, so I was going to go visit him after, you know, we did the closing
for
the house and all.
Okay, and when is the closing? You have no idea?
No, I don't, because I don't have the money for it right now.
Okay.
And the house is just basically, the house is a very expensive home, and I just want to be able to buy the house outright and then go to closing and then go and visit with him and his family.
Okay. I don't want to get your hopes up, but I feel very strongly that there'll be things happening within the next 30 that will allow you to do this, and I think that's part of the journey. I think that is the journey, and I think your male friend has a lot to do with this, what's going on too. I don't just put it this way: pay attention to your male friends, and do prepare for this, because I do see it coming, and you're not too far away from it. So things are developing behind the scenes that are going to enable this to happen.
Okay.
And it's going to be a successful move. I do see the move happening and it being a happy, successful one. And also with the help that you need for your finances being attached to this. Okay, so I don't know if it's the male friend helping you relocate, or because you went to visit him, or this is somebody that comes through a job.
Okay.
See, that's the best I can do. I wish I can do more for you, because I feel as confused as you do in a way.
Right.
You know, because everything is, there's so much depending on other things right now, and it is confusing. But I do see the move coming, job offer coming, and your finances getting better, and it's going to be noticeable within the next 30 days.
Okay.
All right?
Alrighty.
Okay, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Take
Bye.
Care. Bye-bye. Okay, I wish I could have did more for Patricia. It's difficult sometimes. Especially if the questioner is going through some dramatic or upsetting stuff, it's the reader can feel this too and be thrown off and confused also. So especially when there's open end and a lot of indecision mixed in. Okay, is there another caller? I'll go to the next call if there is.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name? What's your first name?
Janine.
Janine?
Yeah.
Okay. Wichita, Kansas?
You got a memory like a steel trap, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting old, though. I'm getting a little slower.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but that's okay. Like, it's like wine, better with age.
I was going to say, yeah, welcome to the club with the old stuff. I mean, I'm ahead of you.
Yeah, 51.
What?
That's not too old, I guess, right?
You're 51?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. How old did you think I was?
I don't know. I thought you were telling me I was 51.
No, I wouldn't have done that. Come on. I know better. I'm afraid to even ask a lady her age. Unless I've known her for a while.
Smart guy.
Yeah. Okay. let's just jump into your reading, Janine. All right?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. I know you had some work stuff going on there, and I was wondering myself how that was making out. Let's see. I'm feeling like I got some trouble here with close to home. For some reason.
Yeah.
I feel upset about things, and there's some tempers here and some emotions, and I'm feeling a little scrambled, Janine. It's probably a male friend, possibly, or a family member acting up or doing something that is upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
Rocking the boat type thing.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any consolation, I feel like it gets better. It's... Let me see. Okay, I feel like I'm upset about something. Did somebody left or something happened to someone with you, Janine? Or
is
that making sense? Or
my daughter got mad yesterday and she left and I haven't seen her since. I'm hoping she comes home today, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I was
part of what you had said about upset with a family member and an old boyfriend of hers showed up, and I don't like him very well. But
I'm feeling that, and you got a right to.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too into it, but I believe it's maybe the attitude, the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And some things going on there that you were picking up on as a mom and doing the right thing.
Right.
Same thing I would have done.
Yeah.
I got a feeling your daughter is above mad, or this might have really went to maybe a little level higher than she's used to, or acting out, because how old is she, Janine?
She turned 27 in August.
Mm. She's got problems, huh?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Man, oh, man. I want to keep an eye on her. I think the important thing is when she comes back in to let it go, let God, let go, and let God.
Right.
Because I don't feel any lecturing or counseling would work at the time, and man, it would probably make it worse.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I think the best thing to do is just pull back all the energy and just let it deflate a little bit. And mm-hmm. I feel like she'll come back, but... I'm worried about her. I feel like she needs maybe a little more attention, maybe somebody to talk to, or maybe
mm-hmm.
even a checkup. But keep that in mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because she might be dealing with something emotionally and mentally that kind of throws her off a little.
Yeah. I've been trying to get her to go to some counseling,
mm-hmm.
but she hasn't done it yet.
Yeah. I would, if I could. I would pray or focus on that for her.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's maybe like a depression or a bipolar. I don't like going into people's medical thing, but I'm just feeling there may be a need. Like, it's not all her fault.
Right.
So, and then stress has a lot to do with this, too. So.
Right.
All right. Boy, that jumped right at me, the family and the mom and the daughter thing, and it seems like that's what they wanted to get out. There is some stuff here with work. I always feel like getting better with you at work. I hope things are going better, or I feel like if they're not, they're gonna.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a step up with finances, so
maybe I'll get the raise I asked for.
I'm feeling a step up. I hear them raise, promotion, step up, but they don't tell me how high or why, or it's just that it's an increase in
mm-hmm.
financial energy. So if you're expecting one, asking one, or looking for one, this is a good thing for me to hear and see, and I feel like it maybe within another 30 days it'll be in your pocket type thing. So
okay,
that's always good news.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to hear about it beforehand, so because I'm getting news that's making me happy, and it's connected to money. Waving money, and I'm getting a big smile with it, so I know the news is coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Is there anything else you wanted to know, Janine? I
Oh, I'm always interested in...
Just about everything, right?
Yeah, about my love life or, I mean, lack of one. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, lack. All right.
My roommate that moved out has not kept his word as far as returning some things to me. And he evidently took some stuff out of my garage that wasn't his to take. But he doesn't answer my calls, and, you know, I don't know. I don't even know.
Does he have kids?
Yeah. They're all in college, but yeah, he's got kids.
I wonder if they're visiting, or he's got a house full of something going on, or he's visiting one of them. Maybe that's why he didn't hear from him. Because when I connected to him looking for a relationship, it was something with his kids. So that might explain some of it.
Uh-huh.
And I do feel things between you and him improving. So, but I wouldn't look forward to it, because I think your daughter is going to take up a lot of your energy within the next couple of weeks coming up here.
Mm-hmm.
And when she comes back on the scene, I feel as though you're going to be preoccupied. So I don't think you're going to miss the love life too much. And then by the time you realize, it's going to be improving. So it's going to be like the daughter and the family and the home, and then for 2 weeks, and then...
I think he's still... I don't think he's given up on his ex-wife yet, either.
You know, I was going to mention that he was on the verge of letting go of some things. I didn't know if it was an ex, but I knew he had to let go of some things in his past.
Uh-huh.
And that's some of the things also that's interfering that. And I believe I'm getting a good guy with family and things going on. So I feel like maybe it might have been the kids this time. And he is on the verge of letting go of some things where you and him could move forward.
Oh.
So he's going to make headway. I don't think it's going to be like an overnight thing.
No. I figured that he was out of my life altogether.
I doubt that. I don't think so. I'm not feeling that. I can tell you that if you want, but I don't think it's not yet. Not at least until the end of November anyway.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, don't lie to me. I'm tired of that. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I learned a long time ago, don't lie. Just tell the truth.
Right.
I can dress things up a little, but I got to put it out there.
Right.
And I don't see him being totally out of your life. Actually, I see an increase in interest between you.
Oh.
And it's very strong, I'm feeling, around the end of November. So whatever it is now, around the end of November, I would expect a flare-up in interest and passion and romance and relationships. So. And I don't think it's a new one. I think it's the same guy. So. So prepare yourself.
I'm thinking I need a new one.
Well, you know what? I got a feeling this is going to be different this time. It's going to be different. He might let go of what he needs to let go of, or show signs that he's making headway with it. And I got a feeling that it increases the interest between the two of us.
Oh.
Because I'm feeling him working on things, and he knows that some things need to go too if you have to move forward together. So, like what I'm, and like I said, it's not going to be an overnight thing, and it's going to be something that you got to grow into according to his development and his ability to let go. So that's about it. I think I'll leave you with that and wish you luck.
Okay.
And like I said, when the daughter comes back, no lectures or anything, just have a cup of tea with her.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a lecture would do any good. It would only make it worse.
I don't think it would either. She's...
Yeah.
Got to come to that, those realizations by herself.
Yep. And a lot of times, an act out like this is like a storm. It's like a flare up of an energy wave. And sometimes they don't even know it. They can't even help it. They're stuck in the middle of it.
Right.
So.
Right. I don't want her to go, you know, back to her old ways, her old habits. I think you know what I mean.
Yes. And you were right on the money with the boy, and I can't say stop or keep going, but I do know keep an eye out, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
If it's to continue.
Right.
You know, you were just following the mom's intuition.
Yeah, he says he's got 3 months clean, but...
Well...
I don't know.
He, you know, I wouldn't say he doesn't. I can almost feel he tried anyway, and I do feel that he wants to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
It may pay to have faith in him.
Okay.
With restrictions.
He said that he's become a Christian and been baptized and.
Don't take it away from him because he may be telling the truth.
Okay.
I was just picking up on him and where he came from and what he was. And
mm-hmm.
if the man says he's turned a leaf and he's clean,
mm-hmm.
I say believe in him.
Okay.
I say believe in him, but keep an eye on him.
I told him, I says, well, it's easy to talk the talk, but you got to walk the walk.
Yep, and it won't take long to find out he's lying.
Right.
It won't take long at all.
And I'll be watching that, believe me.
Exactly. But at this point in time, I would have to believe him
mm-hmm.
until he proved me wrong.
Okay.
You know, he may need that. He may need that from you
okay.
in order to keep it going. It could be the thing to keep him going, your belief in him.
Hmm.
But I would keep an eye on him.
He's going to be hanging around a lot then. That's too bad.
Yeah. Is this what caused the flare-up with your daughter?
Pardon?
Is that what caused the flare-up with your daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Pretty much.
Oh, boy. So now, okay, anyway, I do feel her coming back. And no lectures. And believe in the young man until he proves you wrong.
Yeah.
But keep an eye on him. You're guided. You heard your mother's intuition, and you're being guided.
Okay.
All right, Janine?
Okay.
Take care of yourself. Good luck with everything.
I will. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. If you want to know more about me, www.michaelgoga.com. All the info is there. I am available in private. Email me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. And if you would like, join my Yahoo group and my mailing list. It's the way to keep in touch with me. I got a lot of changes coming up. Welcome, caller. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's your first name?
Michelle.
Michelle? Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Michelle, how you been?
Just fine. How are you been?
I'm doing okay. I'm very busy. I got a lot going on in my life. I was just ready to tell the audience that there'll be a lot of changes for me coming up. Next 2 months is going to be a little bit of chaos. So if you hear that I don't show or I can't show, don't get mad at me. I'm moving my daughter and my grandsons into their own place, and then I'm moving too. So, in 2 months, I got two moves coming up, and there's going to be some craziness involved. And on top of the emotions, I feel like the grandsons are my babies. Well, they are my babies, right?
Yep, that's right.
But when you live with them for a year and a half, you feel like your children are leaving.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. All right, Michelle.
I've got one that's 14 today.
Oh, happy birthday. Boy or girl?
It's my son. He's 14. Then I've got a daughter that's 17 and one that's almost 6.
You're getting there. Pretty soon you're going to be a grandma.
Oh, well, I figured it won't be long.
No, it won't be long. We didn't think we'd have any, and then my daughter surprised us.
I know. I remember when you found out about the first one.
You've been a long-time group member and friend.
Yep.
I was just telling everybody if they would like to join our group so you can keep in touch with me. Because on top of all the moving, I'm going to retire in 2 months, and I'll be doing this full-time, and there's all kinds of ideas coming. So it would pay to stay in touch and what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, where I'm doing it. Michelle, I'm going right to finances with you. For some reason, they're throwing money at me, so...
They're throwing money at you?
Yeah, my guys are throwing money at me, so that kind of wakes me up and tells me where I'm headed.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm... a new job or a better job or an increase here. What's going on? I need a job.
I need a job. I filled out some applications yesterday, but I still teach dancing, but it's really not had time to build it up yet.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever you're doing it right, because I'm feeling it's going to be soon, like within the next week, something comes through for you. So if you got something.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I just filled out an application yesterday.
Yeah, you did. Now, if I could have also came in and said, I feel like you filled out a job application yesterday. Because I just said it differently. New job, and increase in money. I keep hearing it, and I'm right on top of it. I feel like it could be soon, next week. But my readings are always 30 days, but I feel like I'm in it. The next week coming up here, something comes back. Something I put out comes back to me, and it's connected with the job and money. So watch your mail, your phone. They're waving mail and phone at me, and it's connected to my finances, and it's increasing. And it is a job, because they keep saying job. Something else, too, on the side. I don't know. I want to say win or a bonus. So I feel like I walk into a couple of bucks somewhere, too, somehow.
Well, I'm kind of striking up a deal with my ex. So he got laid off, and he's supposed to be getting some money pretty soon.
Okay.
And he's wanting me to drop child support, so.
Oh.
We'll just see if that comes through or not, too. I mean.
I got a feeling it will.
It will. Okay.
I'm hearing a settlement. I'm hearing an agreement between you and someone else. They're showing me hands shaking, and it's in a relationship, and it's connected to finances. So I do feel he comes through for you.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to give this another at least 2 weeks, 30 days. I don't know when he's talking, but.
He said it's probably going to be at least 2 weeks to 30 days.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling with him. So I'm even saying the same thing he said. 2 weeks to 30 days.
Yep, that's what he said to us. So
it's amazing. And I'm agreeing with him. That's what I'm feeling too. So
okay.
And it's connected to an agreement you got with him. So I feel like that goes through. I wouldn't want to haunt him or push him into an argument for some reason. I want to be a peacekeeper throughout the rest of the year, really, the next 2 months, especially the next 30 days.
Okay. Do you see me moving or anything?
Moving?
Mm-hmm.
Good question. I don't see you moving. Not just yet. Not before the end of November.
Okay.
Hang on. Yeah, it's down the road though. You know what? I'm feeling maybe January.
Okay.
Talk of it or circumstances coming to you that would allow it.
Okay.
Okay. And I got a feeling that when it comes, it's going to be like a snap decision, a quick decision. Like something you can walk into or it's right there for you when you take advantage of it.
Okay.
But I wouldn't look forward until, at least the first of the new year.
Well, that's probably right, because I've got my house payments paying up to December.
Okay, so you got your house up for sale.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up for sale, right.
Oh, okay. It's going to take that long to play out. So I wouldn't look for a move until at least the beginning of the new year.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's about it.
What about my health?
I knew you were going to ask that. Do you have surgery planned or you need something fixed? Or?
I don't have anything planned, but I don't know if I need anything or not. I'm not sure if there's something wrong or not. I mean, I've even went through the stages of thinking I was pregnant a few times.
Something's making you feel like you need something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm feeling you feeling it, and you're wondering.
It's in my right side, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I would want to get that checked, Michelle.
Okay.
I would go, just to relieve your own mind, I would go get that checked. And I feel like it's, what I feel like I'm picking up on, what I'm hearing, is you worrying about it. Okay.
Well, when I lay down, it hurts.
Right. No, but I am being urged to go get it checked.
Okay.
Because of the amount of stress that it's causing you.
Okay.
I'm trying to feel if there's something wrong, but I'm feeling uncomfortable, and I feel like deep down inside I know I need to get this looked at.
Right. Okay.
So I feel like I would slowly make plans to go get it checked.
Okay.
But I'm not panicking, and I feel like if it is something, it would it's something that could be fixed with simplicity. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like I don't feel heavy or devastated by this.
Okay.
I feel like it's something that it could be identified or fixed if there is something there. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's fixable and it's doable and I don't feel devastated by it. So,
okay.
But I would go get it checked because of the stress that it's causing me. I feel like you think about it a lot.
Yeah.
Or you worry about it.
Well, yeah, because I don't know what it is.
Yeah. And so it would be a relief off your mind if you would just go have somebody look at it.
Okay. I've been with the guy for 7 years this month, and we got a little girl together, and we never got married or anything. Are we going to stay together, or are we going to go our own ways?
I'm worried about it. I'm worried. What stage is it at now?
Well, I mean, he acts like he wants to stay together, but he doesn't want to get married to me, and that kind of kind of worries me, you know?
It does me, too, because I feel like that's going to take some time for him to straighten out.
Right.
And whether or not you got that kind of time, or if you're willing to wait.
Oh, yeah, I don't. I'm older than him is what it is. And
you know?
We've got a five-year-old together, but...
Yeah.
I mean, we get along fine and everything, but I just, in my life, I want to be married and have a decent marriage eventually and have a regular life, you know?
Right. And you want him to make up his mind.
I mean, there may not even be nobody in my life. Heck, I may not even have nobody coming in my life. I don't know.
I feel like it's going to be some of the same old stuff for a while with him.
Uh-huh.
This might be something we could look at maybe further down the road. But
okay.
I think for now, you're not getting too much of a change with him. If anything, he may even become more irritated.
I've noticed that. Yeah.
If you tried to push it or to nag him, I feel like it would work the opposite. So you're kind of stuck in a way.
Yeah, I am
for the time being, anyway. For the time being.
Okay.
Because I feel like right now he don't want to hear it, and it's impossible for him to change it. So, but that's not saying a month from now he will.
Well, okay. I figured it's not that changed since 7 years.
Yeah. So give it 30 days and then check again. Okay? All right, Michelle?
All right, thank you.
So listen, in the meantime, get that checked and enjoy your new job.
Okay, I hope I get a good new job.
You're right on top of it, Michelle.
Okay,
good luck with everything.
All right, thank you.
All right, you take care of yourself. Blessings.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call, the numbers are all over the front of BBS Radio. Bookmark their site, navigate it, learn to enjoy everything that they offer there. It's rocking. It's a fantastic radio station. It's home to me. It's my home, BBS Radio. Hi, caller. How you doing?
You talking to me, Michael?
Yep.
Hey, this is Kip.
Kip?
Long-time fan of yours from the room.
No kidding. What was your name in chat, if you don't mind me?
It was the one that aggravated the rent, WCSA. You can fill in the acronym. World Class Smart.
Okay, I remember that. Kip, welcome to the show. It's been a long time. You're bringing back a lot of memories.
I'm going to have to turn my computer down here.
I'm getting a little feed over there. How's
there
that, Kip? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay, buddy, thank you for calling the show. Do you remember Ghosty?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to have her on my show October 28th. So if you know anybody from the old days, let them know.
Okay. Yeah, it's Joni and I are still married. I've had to move back to Corn Country to go back to work. I went 5 years in Toronto without a work permit, so
okay.
I'm kind of interested in whether I'm going to bring her down here with me or I'm going to end up back in Canada if immigration gets off their duff.
Interesting. Okay. So you're wondering if you're going to be moving back to her or
Moving to her or her to me.
Okay, that's interesting. I feel like it's going to go the way you would wish it to go, which would be her coming to you, correct?
I'm set up working here in Nebraska now. So.
Yeah, I got a feeling it's going to happen where she'll be able to join you. I hope I'm right. Remember, I've been wrong before. I don't like to get people's hopes up too far, especially when it's dealing with something like this. But I am feeling that your wish has come true. And this is what they gave. The first thing they said to me was your wish was coming true. And it's connected to the courts or government here, so I'm feeling that they act in a fair manner and a decision is made. And that a partnership is allowed to continue. So this all ties into her coming and being with you, and I feel like it completes the union, the couple, the relationship is completed because of this, the decisions that were made. So, and I'm feeling good with it, especially around the end of November. It looks like there's going to be a lot with it coming up within the next 30 days. I don't know how close you are or how fast you need it, but I feel like the government part and the communication part starts showing within the next 30 days, or some of it anyway. Let me see. Some kind of a dispute. There might, like, almost like there was a glitch or a miscommunication or two people disagreeing, and that was kind of done away with or worked through, and it's allowing everything to move forward with this. So that's also a good sign. Let's see. There's going to be a need. I might even want to go to I would say the end of November. I'm willing to bet by at least by the end of this year, you guys are, it plays out and you guys are brought together. And it's her coming to you. I'm feeling for you, Kip. Also, there's a need to use balance. I wouldn't want to, I feel like I'm so close, I don't want to stress or disappointment to ruin it. Or to take its toll on me before I can enjoy the results of it. There's a little bit of a heads up here to keep an eye on that. Stress, worry, being overly excited, or making a decision when I'm mad. I want to be very careful. I don't do any of the above, especially now because I'm so close, I'm hearing. And to stay balanced. And it goes for her, too, because I feel like I'm picking up on her also. I don't want to get right to the gate and then not have enough strength to open up the door and to enjoy the peace that's given to me because of it. Let's see. Come on. Yeah, I'm just getting the situation moving forward, and it leads you into you and her into a period of when I can relax and rest for a while. I feel like I haven't rested in a while. Or maybe it's on my mind all the time, or it's just something we've been dealing with for a long time. And you're right at the end of the trail, and don't collapse now. Keep going. Another 30 days, the end of the year type thing here, next 2 months, next 30 days, you're that close. So get a second wind and hang on for a little while longer is what I'm hearing to tell you with it. And then your goal being achieved. And that's all I'm getting for you, Kemp. Unless you got a question that you were hoping I would touch on.
I think you pretty much covered it. That's the one question that's been on my mind most here since I got back to Nebraska. And you're right about the exhaustion. I've been working 6 12-hour days.
I know. I'm feeling this strongly with you. Be careful to take time for yourself because I feel like there's a little bit of a danger of getting right to the brass ring and not having enough strength to grab it. And don't let that happen. And all you need to do is start balancing right now and moderating things a little bit. And it'll take you right into the end of the year, and it'll take you right into you and her being able to be together. So just keep that in mind as you're going on. Other than that, everything else looks great for you. I really do feel that things are going to work out, and governments are going to allow this to move forward.
Okay.
All right.
One quick question. I had to run my sister to the care home for her mother-in-law. And the mother-in-law is talking about footprints in the sand, quoting scripture, and going home to see Daddy. Do you see her passing peacefully?
To be honest with you, I'm not getting a passing. Not right away. I don't think it's going to be... I don't think it'll be before the next 3 months, I don't feel.
Okay, well, it's entirely possible. She's seventh stage Alzheimer's. And
Okay. She must be strong, and, you know, we do know the handwriting's on the wall. It's just that I'm looking as far as I'd like to go with this, and I don't see a passing just yet. So,
okay.
I mean,
well, she's a strong old farm lady, so she might have some fight left in her yet.
Yeah, at least until, beginning of the year, probably, maybe look again later on, because I'm pretty good with passings, too, and I'm not feeling like there'll be a loss in your realm before the end of the year, anyway. Okay?
Okay, Michael.
All right, buddy. Good luck with everything.
Okay, well, I'm not going to tell Joni to pack yet, but you've always been dead on with her and Marlene. So
I hope I'm right.
Okay.
I hope I'm right, buddy. Thank you and take care.
Okay, you have a good day, Michael.
And, if it don't happen within a time frame, it's still manifesting. So that's another message I'd like to get out there. Take care, Kip.
Okay, you too, sir.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
All right, everybody. If you'd like to know more about me, www.michaelgoger.com. There's lots of information there. There's going to be a lot of Pal Talk things coming up. So join my Yahoo group, connect to MySpace, bookmark my website, and join my mailing list. Anything that you can connect to me with would make it a lot easier staying on top of what's going on, because I am bringing back the Pal Talk shows, and like I said, I'm going to retire, and it's going to be a big part of my life, and with all different types of new ideas mixed in, and stay on top of these things so you don't miss out. Add me to your Pal Talk messenger, Michael_Goger, and to your Yahoo messenger, Michael_Goger. Hi. Caller, how you doing?
I'm well, Michael. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for calling the show.
Thank you. Name's Richard, and I'm going to step away from the computer so that I can hear you, but we can also record.
Okay. Richard, welcome to the show. What part of the world are you calling from?
Calling from St. George, Utah.
Utah. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Let's see what we have for you.
Okay.
Okay, very strong on employment with you, Richard. I feel like maybe you're a boss or a supervisor, or you're looking for a job. Either way, it's a good thing. I feel strong with this. Are you looking for work, Richard?
Well, interesting question. I wasn't looking, expecting that at all. Spiritually, I would have to say yes. I am currently working. I'm my own boss, but I'm contracted with a company. It's because of sales, it's up and down as far as, you know, it's not every week predictable, but it's doing all right, but it's not spiritually fulfilling.
Okay. Well, I feel that whatever you're into now, it expands and improves.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's happened.
And gets to the point where you are satisfied with it or able to work with it.
Mm-hmm. The people themselves are, the principals are quite ethical. That's what attracted me to the company. I believed in them. I'd say we're working through, put in bottom line terms, the lead sources, the people that we're getting materials from, people to call, are not up to the standards of the company itself. So we're frequently running into people who are disenchanted with the people who sent them to us. We have to work through that. But the folks I'm talking to, some of them are just gems. I mean, I'm really happy to be able to help them, and I can tell that I am. So there's that aspect. And I can see how what you're saying could be true, yeah?
Yes, it's going to expand and improve. And also another person is pulled in, and I feel like a higher power is pulled in here and also improves things.
Okay.
And is there politics or government involved with any of this? Or
with me?
Yeah, with this.
Yes, and when you said another person being pulled in, I immediately thought of my wife, who is about to start working with this same company.
Okay.
But when you say politics, yeah, that's really, I would say, the heart of the reason for my calling. And since you've asked, I was just going to wait and see what you had to say and then bring that up at the end.
Okay.
My wife and I are very much in love. We have, nonetheless, very great differences between us in orientation, culturally, virtually every way. Except spiritually, we're very much on the same page, and that's what brought us together.
Yeah.
She, however, is...
You guys meet on the astral plane. You ever notice that when you sleep, you dream together, or with your wife?
Infrequently. She would be more likely to notice that. She remembers her dreams more than I. I don't, unless it's a really something that I'm really supposed to know, and then I'll wake up out of it right that moment so that I'll be sure to remember it. Otherwise, I rarely remember them.
Yeah, I was just being told to tell you about the dreams, you and your wife being connected in dreams. So,
thank you.
There is a strong spiritual bond with you and her. And I'm hearing a victory and real good news for you on the personal achievement, the work front. Your wife being pulled into this, I was going to say that there was another part of you, a relationship that would be pulled into to the business arena, the creating arena. I'm getting very creative with you. And things going your way, and also, like, I don't know if you're waiting for approval or something to move forward, but I'm getting a victory. Like, I was trying for something or waiting for something, and it comes through for me. Because I'm hearing a victory with this, and it's strong in business negotiations, even anything legal that you have going on is going to go well for you. I'm hearing.
And would you say, are you feeling that you is plural to include her?
What's that?
When you said victory for you, I'm wishing to know whether that you includes her.
It does. It does.
Good.
It does, in a whole. It's the whole thing. It's you, her, and everything that's around you.
Good.
And everything that you're involved in. Now, I don't know if this is business, politics, government, creating. She's connected to you. She's pulled in deeper, and it works. It works well, and it's successful.
Yeah. Okay. It involves all of the above. Without going into any details, there is a definite significant legal challenge. But we are feeling very supported by knowledgeable friends, and feel that we have turned the tide on that, and that we will be successful.
Very successful, and it's going to be a victory in your favor. Everything is going to be going your way and her way, and everything around you, and up into including anything legally or business or with negotiations.
Thank you.
And then you go into what appears to be a cycle where, okay, it's over, or we're free, or we achieve this, now what? And that's kind of how I finish November and go into December, deciding what roads to go down. Now that this is completed, I'm hearing, now that this is completed or finished or finalized, where do we go from here? It's like I'm free to do something I couldn't do before, or I'm able to do something I couldn't do before because circumstances have changed and it was in my favor, and that's what I'm dealing with. So that's how you go into the end of November and the beginning of December. And I'm also hearing financial stumbling blocks are being removed within 30 days also.
That's exactly what I'd like to address in the last minute or whatever you have left. And first of all, I really appreciate you taking the call. I called in at her suggestion. She found you months ago. Called in one time. I don't remember the name of the woman you had on with you, but she suggested I go to water, and I did that repeatedly, and it was very helpful. So I'd just like to acknowledge your help in all of this. My question has to do with my orientation to getting back to fundamentals in the law. I've been studying, shall we say, alternative politics for 15 years or so, and basically always found out just enough to get myself in trouble. But I have now encountered a pair of teachers who seem to be very successful because of my previous...
Richard.
Yeah, I'm talking too much. Go ahead.
I got to hang up. I got to say goodbye. But I want to meditate with my wife and connect more with her spiritually.
Okay.
And the answer you're looking for in this question is going to be found there.
Thank you.
Okay?
All right. I appreciate it very much.
And I'll let you go with that. God bless everybody. I'll see you all next week. Thank you all. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Richard. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.